Even though you might send up marketing emails and do strategy calls with your team, there is a part of you that is secretly hoping that the business does not grow. Because in your belief system, a doubling of growth equals a doubling of stress. Welcome to Divinely Driven, the podcast for awakened female visionaries. We'll shatter limiting beliefs, program your mind for success, and manifest your dream life from within. I'm your host, Cecilia Stable. Today we have another episode of Transformational Thursdays, which are short but powerful episodes seeding new ways of thinking. Enjoy! Can you program me to work harder? To just go balls to the walls all day? I feel like I keep choosing the lazy option, even though I know there is a better one available to me. I smiled. I often hear this, and we all do this in different areas of life. It depends. Are you willing to let go of what you're gaining by being lazy? What do you mean? He said, confused. Well, whenever you do something repeatedly, it's because you find some kind of value in it. It can be an obvious short-term value, like enjoying a pasta or a glass of wine. Or it can be a less obvious value, like not fully taking action on your mission because some part of you believe that to double your revenue means to double your stress. And if that is the case, your subconscious mind will try to protect you from that. And you're not going to double your business. Because even though you might send up marketing emails and do strategy calls with your team, there is a part of you that is secretly hoping that the business does not grow. Because in your belief system, a doubling of growth equals a doubling of stress. And deep down, you actually do not want this to succeed because you don't want to double the stress in your life. It will feel safer to go with an alternative that is less likely to take off. So, before we go into the reprogramming, I want you to understand why the current program is still there. And more importantly, why do you keep running it? Start by asking yourself, what are you gaining by doing the things you know are not leading you to your goal? And I want to invite you who are listening in to do the exact same thing. Ask yourself this question. What are you gaining by doing the things that you know are not leading you to your goal? This is such a game changer. And if you don't have time right now, write this down, go through it later.